What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Gregway here on Patreon. You know, one of your exclusive bonus shows that usually at the $25 level, but for the entire month of October is at the $10 level, because, of course, next month you get all the bonus shows we've been doing. The Kind of Funnies, the Remember Blanks, the et cetera, that all will unlock for the Kind of Funny Patreon $10 people next month. But since there's nothing this month, you get Gregway's. Congratulations. It's day five in a row. So we did it, everybody. 1 week of Gregway in the bank. 1 week of Gregway in the bank and 1 week of Gregway in the bank and 1 week until the launch of the Kind of Funny Studio, the spare bedroom. Can you fucking believe it? I sure can, because we're all stressed as fuck. And since I'm like, that's where I'm at right now, I just figured I would go back to the well and see what you guys were talking about on the Patreon pages, and there was a whole bunch of great stuff. Thank you all for writing in and leaving little comments over there. I pay attention, I read them, I enjoy them, and I put them in a little document called Gregway Questions that I can go to when I don't want to just talk about how crazy is the studios here, how much I want Ghostbusters, Spirits Unleashed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So today we'll turn our question eyes. The gears, they're there. Like, my body knows what it should be doing, my mind knows what it should be doing, but it just can't get it together. But we're going to go to Eric Meyer's question. Greg, there's nobody around. It's just us. Talk about the DCEU and what the heck is going on, lol. Hey, Siri. Put 5.5 minutes on the clock. I don't know if she'll understand that, because that's a weird way to say it. Oh, she's not doing it well. She's not doing well with that. Hey, Siri. Set a 5.5 minute timer. There we go. Now it's gone. Eric Myers. What the fuck is going on with the DCEU? It's one of those where it's like, it's not even frustrating anymore as a DC fanboy. You see my Superman stuff behind there. Of course, you all know this about me. It's not even frustrating anymore that they've fucked this up so bad. It's comical. And I just watch in slack-jawed amazement as it somehow gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And sometimes, you know, not even their fault. Sometimes very much their fault. We won't even put Batgirl out. We're going to just dump Batgirl, delete it, delete all the footage so the directors don't have it. You guys wanted to see Michael Keaton as Batman? Too bad. Not going to see it in this movie. We'll get to the other movie in a second. We're just going to ditch on Batgirl. Just dump on Batgirl and takes the tax credit or whatever the fucking write-off was. Okay. That's got to be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. You know what I mean? Like, what? HBO Max doesn't even get this thing? Like, okay. And then, of course, Ezra Miller just being a dirtbag, who obviously has mental problems and needs help and yada yada, but just being a really horrible person out there. It's like, oh, we're still pushing forward with the Flash movie. That's something that's happening. Okay, well, we've moved him around, and so now even though Michael Keaton's in that movie, we're going to redo the end of that movie, or Aquaman, redo the end of Aquaman with Ben Affleck, because it won't make sense, because it was going to be Michael Keaton. Okay, well, now the movies have been juggled again, so nobody knows what that means. And then, okay, well, are we ever going to see The Flash? And then somebody else has bought Warner Brothers, and now that's happening, and so they're getting out of the business of it, but you have Black Adam coming. And The Rock continues to say the hierarchy of power is about to shift in the DCEU, or change in the DCEU. And it's like, Rock, there is no power in the DCEU anymore. Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about. This movie, I mean, it's The Rock, which is cool, but looks pretty generic. And then it's like, spoilers. We're going into spoilers / rumors. Some people get mad. I know I'm in review when I do rumors and stuff, so I'm telling you right now. The rumor is that at the end of Black Adam, Henry Cavill is going to show back up and be like, Black Adam, we need to talk or something. It'll be like the post-credits thing, which would be so fucking cool if I even had a shred of hope that they were going to be like, all right, cool, now Henry Cavill gets a bunch of Superman movies. Now we're going to do it right. We're going to let him be. Because Henry Cavill, let's be frank here, a great Superman. Looks great, presents well. I don't think he had the best stuff to work with, whether we're talking about Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Justice League, or Justice League Snyder Cut. Like, I don't think they gave him the best chops here and things to do with his character. So if they were to say, hey, let's give him another Superman movie and let's just make a fucking Superman movie rather than make this think piece on superheroes in our world, I think he could really crush it. I think he'd be great at it. But he hasn't gotten that opportunity. And then Netflix has owned his face for 2 years or whatever. And then now he's got his Superman's body has had cameos, but not his face in Peacemaker and Shazam. And there's another Shazam coming. Don't forget about that. Trailers look great. Looks like a fun movie. But like, what? Okay, that's happening apparently still too. And it's just, you want to talk about, like, I watched spoilers for the werewolf movie from Marvel today, right? Spoilers for that. I watched a fucking Man-Thing movie today. I watched a fucking Man-Thing movie today. Marvel is so good at what they do. I watched a fucking Man-Thing horror movie today, people. DC can't keep making Superman movies. They can't. They filmed a Batgirl movie and threw it away. The star of their Flash movie is holding people hostage left and right in states. And it's one of those, like, you can't be mad anymore. Because it's just like the... Because you understand if you were second place to Marvel. You understand if you were the Pepsi to their Coke. Of course you would be. Of course you would be. Marvel, MCU is incredible. What a thing that they've pioneered, that they've gone, and they've made, they've just...
They've, you know, redefined cinema, literally. The business of cinema has been redefined by the MCU.
And so, obviously, DC entering that ecosystem and wanting to make their own movies, a tall order to come out and compete with that. But they have so spectacularly failed at it. And then sometimes, like I'm talking about with the Ezra Miller stuff, not even through their fault, right? Is you just want to talk about a cursed thing. You want to talk about Greg Miller picking up the monkey paw and being like, I want a DCEU. I want a bunch of movies connected. All right, cool. You're going to get it. Awesome. Here's this trailer for Man of Steel. Holy shit, this looks like it'll be the greatest thing of all time. Well, they're making out in the ashes of all these dead people. That's kind of fucking weird, right? Yeah, and he killed that guy. Yeah, but he can kill. I mean, it's kind of silly. Like, yeah, okay, well, whatever. Man, you know who I fucking love? Ben Affleck. He was great. He was great in Chasing Amy. He was funny in Mallrats. I feel like I know this guy. Cool, he's going to be Batman. All right, cool. Well, it almost ruined his life. You know, he was going to drink himself to death. Okay, well, Jason Momoa seems fun. Well, his movie's all right. No, it's all awkward. I guess we'll keep making them because that's all we can really make. Okay, cool. Wonder Woman. Hey, man. Wonder Woman's a great movie up until the third act. She was fine in Batman v Superman. She was cool. It was a cool introduction. Great, let's go with that. Wonder Woman 84 might be one of the fucking worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Okay, great. Glad that happened. Cyborg. Ray Fisher. Underutilized, I think, in this Justice League movie, kind of shoved him in. Well, in Snyder Cut, you'll get more of him. He's cooler. Oh, that's great. Turns out everybody was an asshole on set, and they continue to be an asshole to him now, and there's all this racism stuff. Great, cool. Awesome. Great. This poor guy can't get a break. And then they keep ignoring that. Well, they just won't use Cyborg in it. Well, not every time there's anything with the Justice League and Cyborg's not in it, you know, he's out there understandably being like, yo, you all were assholes. Well, now those people are gone, but the new people seem like they just don't know what they're doing either. And can't get any more Superman movies. We're not going to give any more hope. We'll give, you know, Suicide Squad, we'll give another crack at that. And hey, great movie. Peacemaker, great show. I'm not taking away from those things. She's like, we'll keep giving you that. And now you're getting a Joker 2 and it's going to be a musical. Again, like Joker. I think this is interesting, but it's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Another Batman movie. You got Batman. You got the Batman. Didn't love it personally. Thought it was fine. A Man-Thing movie. I watched a Man-Thing movie today. And it was good. It was enjoyable. It was fun. Then I'm hearing they can't figure out how to use Superman. They can't make Superman modern in 2022. Because, of course, why would an illegal alien raised in America who wants to do the right thing, why would we ever think that's relevant right now? You know, why would that be relevant right now in a world filled of hate and racism to see somebody with absolute power not be corrupted to actually use it for the good of all mankind and inspire us? Instead, maybe, you know, he'll get mad and just fly off and then go climb a mountain, talk to the ghost of his dad. DCEU, man. Don't get me started. Ladies and gentlemen. This has been a Greg Way. Not a positive Greg Way to end on. But of course, remember, MCU killing it. Black Panther or Wakanda Forever coming up. That looks great. Lots to look forward to. And even DC, Shazam, okay, cool. But, like, I'm not excited for Black Adam. And I remember that being a problem when I was going to see Justice League with the guys for in review. I was like, I remember going there and being like, I am not excited to see this movie. And that's a fucked up thing for me to say. The kid who dreamed about getting a Justice League movie. That was a canary in the coal mine moment for you. But Batman v Superman is still a good movie. Is it an amazing movie? No. But when you say, is it good or is it great? We got to go one way or the other. Or, I'm sorry. Is it terrible or is it great? You got to go one or the other. And it's not a bad movie. People give a crap. Watch the Ultimate Edition. Find out about Jimmy Olsen. Doesn't save it. But, oh, man. And then Lex. Just that's not how I would have gone with the character. But, basically, the DCEU, they should pull the plug on it, and they should walk away, and they should never worry about it. They should just stop. They should start again and stop. Stop and start again. But bring in people who understand who the fucking characters are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your final Greg Way of the Week. I'm going to go hopefully play some games. I'm opening my inbox, refreshing here. No, didn't get any of the ones I'm looking for. But there's other things going on. I guess my son's first birthday. Whatever. Not Ghostbusters, but... it'll do. We got more content for you next week. Very little, remember. I'll still be doing Gregways each and every weekday. Then, of course, Monday is Games Daily to start. And then there will be one final Kind of Funny podcast that you can watch live on Monday, our last work from home one. Then that'll go live for everybody on Tuesday. And then nothing until Studio Launch Day, October 14th, Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You don't want to miss it. We can't wait to show you. Until next time. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And I stop recording.